Hi, I'm Greg Lawrence, food and beverage director at Hollywood Casino in Aurora, and I'm here with Dane on WGN.
Seven 20 WGN. It is Dane Neal here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. So much great food happens in the city of Chicago, and some of the greatest of it is happening out at Hollywood Casinos and their properties around the Chicagoland area. It is coming up. It is the Midwest Region Steakhouse Chef Challenge, and they are all competing for the Director's Cut Award. On the line with us is the Director of Food and Beverage out at Hollywood Casinos Aurora, the one and only Greg Lawrence. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Hi, how are you today, Dane?
Glad
to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, and it's good to have these kind of things happening at the properties. People think of the casinos, and you guys do it in a big, big way as far as Hollywood Casinos. The places are almost like museums with that homage to Hollywood and a lot of the great movies and films and things like that, but you guys take your food serious, too.
Absolutely. We've been here for 23 years, and Fairbanks Steakhouse in Aurora has turned out to be one of the best steakhouses in the area.
Well, certainly one of the best within the Hollywood Casino family, and it's good to see that friendly competition happening where the different chefs from the properties, and Chef Walter LePay, of course, is out with you in Aurora. And for the kind of semi-final, we're going to have the final coming up on November 9th, but your own guy came out and emerged victorious.
Yes, he did. Walter put out a fantastic dish and some unique things on there I've never seen before. All the other chefs from the other properties from Alton, St. Louis, and Joliet also put together some wonderful dishes, and the competition was strong. One of the things we do focus on in this competition is that the chefs, once they're completed putting out their dishes, that they help the other chefs assemble their dishes and put them out together. So we did four properties put out a small bite appetizer and then an entree in less than 2 hours. So it was go from the word.
Yeah.
When we started, yes, you were there. You saw it.
Well, and I was there. And of course, listeners and fans of what we do here on the food radio side, and of course, what you guys do over at Hollywood Casino, remember that you did this 2 years ago. And I think the competition was tough. And it was one of those, like I said, friendly competitions where all of those different chefs from the properties got together to create what the people who enjoyed it, which are some of your VIPs and some of your valued players there, they raved about it. But I got to tell you, 2 years later, these chefs have stepped up their game. I mean, and it was even better than it was the first time, even though it was great the first time, too.
Yes, I agree. Hollywood Casino Joliet ended up winning the last time, and Walter has been hungry ever since. So when we found out that we were doing this again, he was all fired up and really put some of his special talents into play here, and his dish was fantastic. I can't wait for the finals to see what Columbus puts out against Aurora. So I'm hoping Walter steps up and is able to bring home the Director's Cut trophy. We'll see, though.
If it mirrors anything in sports where you've got, you know, the Ohio contingency, right, with the chef from Columbus, then you've got Chicagoland, right? It's kind of like the World Series where, of course, Chicago emerged victorious. And so let's talk a little bit about Fairbanks Steakhouse with you out there in Aurora. You guys take it seriously. People love to go to Hollywood Casino for the gaming and all the fun things that you guys build into it, but you guys have really started to focus on that food side. Have you had players and the VIPs and the people enjoy it, say that they come up and they appreciate the food you guys have as well as all the excitement on the gaming?
Absolutely. Our players have really enjoyed Fairbanks over the years, and when we took over, when Hollywood Casino took over Joliet and turned it into Final Cut, that restaurant also is unbelievable steakhouse. So they do rival each other, but it is friendly competition in this finals that we have coming up, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It is going to be a lot of fun, and one of the things that you guys have done, and I've got to let the listeners know so that they can come out and see you guys and maybe participate, enjoy some of the fun, so the next time you do it, maybe they can get in on one of these events. But for your VIPs and some of your really valued players, they get to judge along with. I mean, they're not just enjoying these great meals from these chefs, they're judging.
Yes, they are. That's one of the unique things about it is they get to sit down, they have scorecards, and their input is tallied up and used to determine who wins the championship. So they've really grasped the idea as they did last time and are enjoying every bit of it. I've heard a lot of them talking, asking if they can get in and try the dish. Of course, there's only so many seats. So what we're hoping to do is whoever wins the competition is to feature that winning plate. The steakhouse.
Oh, nice. So that people will be able to kind of at least sample some of the best stuff that happens at the competition itself. And one of the things that you tried to create, and happy to be a part of it on the MC and presentation side, to try to create kind of that atmosphere of Chopped, right? Where you have the excitement that goes along with kind of a live event eating and cooking thing. And you've got some celebrity judges there as well. We had Rachel Farrow, we had Chef Gene Sen, we had Tommy Michael. So who's going to be there for the finals on the 9th?
We have Rachel here again, and we will have Chef Jen, and then we're going to have Jason from Two Brothers Brewery will be here as well. He's one of the co-founders of that.
Nice. Are you serious?
Okay. Yes.
So Jason Abel will be there too. So for beer fans, craft beer fans, to have some beer royalty there, as well as those great chefs and restaurateurs, I think will be exciting. So people are going to enjoy it. They're going to have a great event. I think what it leads to is even more elevated cuisine at the restaurants, whether it's Final Cut down in Joliet or whether it's Fairbanks in Aurora. So we know that there are great reasons to go there all year round, 365 days a year. You as the director of food and beverage there. So what are some of the other things coming up over at Hollywood Casino Aurora that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, we're going to be doing a celebrity chef dish coming up, probably starting in December. We'll have either our executive chef, Nikasho Correll, or Walter Lepe, or myself, or other chefs that work here will be creating and featuring a dish in Fairbanks Steakhouse, which will run for a month and a half, we haven't determined yet, and then move on to the next celebrity chef dish. So it'll be like specials that you would run, but we'll run them for a month and then, you know, interchange them with different things like beef Wellington or spaghetti lobster or Cajun fried chicken with waffles. So we have some really cool dishes that we're going to be working on.
Wow. Okay, so coming up in December, you're going to have all the excitement, all the gaming, all the things that you know and love about Hollywood Casino. On the food side, some celebrity chefs are going to be there. And hopefully, at least from your perspective, and of course it is a friendly competition, hopefully for the next year, you guys will have the Director's Cut Award for the winner. And it hopefully, for at least from your perspective, will be Chef Walter Lepe as he hopes to win the Midwest Region Steakhouse Chef Challenge.
Well, we have the trophy sitting in Fairbanks right now, and I really like where it sits, so I'm hoping to keep it there as well and not have to pass that off to somebody.
People are going to be seeing whether that shakes out on the 9th, and hopefully, of course, for you guys, the trophy will be there, and for Chef Lepe. Either way, they're going to be enjoying some great cuisine for this event, and of course, all year round at Fairbanks Steakhouse. So congratulations on a great event. Continued success for everything you do, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you very much. I also wanted to mention that it's not just Fairbanks we have here. We also have Take Two, our epic buffet, which features many different dishes, our Seafood Friday with all-you-can-eat crab legs. We also have a new restaurant that just opened in Joliet, which is 99 Hops, which has 99 different draft beers. So
nice.
That just came out, and the menu there is really a lot of different special things on it. I'd encourage people also to check that out as well.
So many delicious reasons to head out to Hollywood Casino Aurora. In addition to all the excitement, so many delicious, tasty, and refreshing things to eat and enjoy there as well. He is Greg Lawrence, the Director of Food and Beverage at Hollywood Casino Aurora. Thanks so much for being in WGN today.
Thanks so much for having me, Dane. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you on the 9th. That's what I